Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and in fact, I'll be very brief. I would perhaps just add a few thoughts on what seems would be worthwhile considering on future directions from a food security and agricultural perspective, following the very interesting and rich presentations that we heard from the president of IFAD also earlier. And I would like to focus and limit myself exclusively to the field of plant genetic resources, in particular crop resources. Here, to understand where probably energies should be focused in the next phase of implementing plant genetic resource conservation and access and benefit sharing, it's important to recognize the current status and the most recent developments. So far, the field of genetic resource conservation for food security has made two major breakthroughs this year. One is happening this week, that is the finalization of the State of the World report on plant genetic resources, which concludes 10 years of work. And the second was the third session of the governing body that I mentioned earlier of the international treaty that for the first time fully operationalized a multilaterally governed global gene pool through a binding access and benefit sharing system for plant genetic resources. In that context, the steps that have already been achieved are, I would say, threefold. First, the inclusion of plant genetic material into a multilaterally governed and low transaction cost facilitated access gene pool has picked up sufficient momentum that one could say that I believe we have reached critical mass with the multilateral system of the treaty. And that process is now underway with private sector and indigenous local communities coming online. The second step that has been achieved is the more or less worldwide acceptance and sufficiently uniform application of the Standard Material Transfer Agreement of the treaty. We have had out of 440,000 transfers that under SMTAs that we know of, only three rejections of SMTAs and no disputes. And that provides a previously unprecedented degree of legal certainty that users are looking for from the system. And thirdly, we have been able to initiate the benefit sharing side of the multilateral system through the grant of about $500,000 in an initial pilot cycle of 11 benefit sharing projects that are currently ongoing for on-farm conservation of plant genetic diversity. The challenge now is the following, that commercial benefit sharing, as we saw earlier in a simplified diagram, is based on 1.1% of net sales from products that result from germplasm received from the multilateral system. However, the product development cycle in plant breeding takes 5 to 7 to 10 years. So there is a natural, unavoidable, and foreseeable delay in the period from when material gets accessed until the point in time where benefits, commercial benefits, arise from the use of that material. And the challenge is really to bridge this initial period. And here, the governing body session in Tunisia has now actually achieved a major breakthrough by setting the directions on how this period will be bridged. And that indicates what I would like to flag needs to happen next. The governing body has essentially foreseen that the two things. The benefit sharing fund shall be fed by voluntary contributions, and it has adopted a strategic plan for the capitalization of the fund with a target of $116 million and a working target, as I mentioned, of $50 million in 5 years. The main task now will be to implement the strategic plan. And secondly, to focus on non-commercial benefit sharing, because the treaty foresees two crucial non-commercial benefit sharing mechanisms which have also significant intellectual property interfaces. One is exchange of information that includes scientific and research information as a form of non-commercial benefit sharing. And here there are extensive possibilities which contracting parties are beginning to explore of interlinking different information systems, including patent information systems. And secondly, there is the mechanism of technology transfer, which again has a significant IP dimension, and where some contracting parties are now beginning to take the lead in developing these provisions of the international treaty. And I think it's in this area where, and I think we will hear more, for example, from other initiatives such as BIOS and others, who are doing very innovative work in this area. And I would simply want to indicate that the next frontier of the multilateral system, in a way, is the information and the intangible side of the system. We have dealt with the material and how material is being transferred through standard agreements. The next wave of work, I believe, will focus very much in line with the importance of this conference on the side of the management of the intangibles and the innovation dimension of utilization of plant genetic resources. Thank you.